Now, what do you make of this? Red tape is threatening to derail a weekly community walk to promote men's health. Penrith Men's Walk and Talk is exactly how it sounds. It's a bunch of blokes from Sydney's West who meet up every Thursday night for a stroll and to talk about what's on their mind. And they've organised a special walk for later this month. But all of a sudden, they've been told there's an issue. The council has told them the walk is classified as an official event and they need to buy public liability insurance to cover them to the tune of $20 million. So the organisers have been told they need to buy the insurance. Organisers say the council has been nothing but helpful, but they can't believe that you need to take out insurance just so a few blokes can go for a walk around the block. Kevin Canning is an organiser of the Penrith Men's Walk and Talk, and he's on the line. G'day, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. I'll tell you what, you've got something to talk about at the next Walk and Talk.
Yeah, we sure have.
That's if you've got another one. Is it going to go ahead?
Look, I can reveal just in the last 10 minutes that we've had a press release go out that the walk will go ahead and that Penrith City Council will cover all insurance costs.
So Penrith City Council's come to the rescue?
They have.
Can you give us an idea how all of this unfolded in the first place? How did you get to the point where you were being told if a couple of blokes want to go for a walk around the block to talk about men's health, you need to cover yourselves for up to $20 million?
Okay, well, it's more than a couple of blokes. We're averaging over 120 guys a week now. Been doing the last 22 weeks. And it's just a social get-together. And we're planning on a big event on the 22nd of September. It's a Sunday where we can invite all of the community come out and, you know, just support men's health in general. And we just contacted council to let them know, and they just inquired, do we have insurance for that, which got us talking about our weekly walk. And they've been nothing but supportive of what we do, but they just opened our eyes to the fact that we are open to litigation if something happens as the event organisers.
Yeah, well, if this became a big issue maybe 10 or 15 years ago in New South Wales and possibly elsewhere, where all of a sudden people just organising everyday events were told, do you have public liability insurance? And if you don't, it's going to cost you a bomb. Well, look, I'm glad it's been sorted out in the last 10 minutes. So, look, you want as many people as possible to come along on September 22, right?
Well, that's not an official event yet, but it will be. But the best way to keep in contact with what we're doing is through our Facebook page, Penrith Men's Walk and Talk. And just a big shout out to all the local community and the support we've received in the last 24 hours. It's been overwhelming and very much appreciated. And we've had phone calls from Melissa McIntosh, Stuart Ayres' office, and the council. It's been great. Everyone's supportive. So we just want to encourage men to get out there and walk and talk and get stuff off the chest. So
I'm glad it's been rescued, mate. September 22, feel free to get in touch in advance of that and we'll give it a further plug. Thanks for coming on.
Much appreciated, Ben.
Good on you. Kevin Canning, one of the organisers of the Penrith Men's Walk and Talk. I wonder whether it's still a big issue out there. I know it became a massive issue about 10 or 15 years ago where people had everyday events and all of a sudden they're handed a bill. Hey, have you got public liability insurance? You need hundreds of thousands of dollars just so you can have a fight or some kind of gathering.